Welcome to another episode of Auto Service World Conversations. I'm Alan Jansen, contributing editor to Cars Magazine and Jobber News. This is a podcast that brings you new ideas, comments, and concerns about the automotive repair and service industry, sponsored by SiriusXM Canada. SiriusXM is making it possible for you to offer your customers 3 months of free satellite radio. Just go to SiriusXM.ca/4shops for details. In today's episode, I'm speaking with Shad Smaraka, the general manager in charge of people and store innovation for Edmonton-based Fountain Tire. With over 160 locations across Canada, they've been industry leaders in designing systems and processes to streamline automotive services and enhance customer experience. They recently announced that they've standardized the use of digital inspections and reporting. I've noticed a great appetite in the auto repair industry in recent years for digital inspection platforms. We covered the story on autoserviceworld.com. I thought it would be good to give Shad a call and find out what led to Fountain Tire's decision to embrace tablet technology.
Good morning, Shad here.
Hi, Shad. It's Alan Jansen calling from Cars Magazine and Jobber News. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Alan?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much for making yourself available for this. I appreciate it.
You bet. Well, thanks for the opportunity to chat with you.
Congratulations on developing a company-wide program built on digital inspections. What kind of efficiencies and benefits are you hoping to achieve?
Well, I guess where I'd start with is the digital vehicle reports allow our technicians to send pictures and videos to our customers. It's basically their vehicle inspections get sent out to them. And the inspections are simple and color-coded reports, and really what they do is they communicate the condition of the vehicle to the customer. The reports are sent straight to the customer's phone or computer, and they can see exactly what the technician sees. What I believe is that it's important that we communicate with our customers where most of them live, which is on their cell phones, just like what you and I tend to do. And I think it really gives our customers a chance to make an informed decision. Hmm. One of the biggest things is that they can authorize the work without having to call us, which really saves them time and saves us time as well. And it reinforces the trust between our customers and our associates. I just wanted to just mention one other piece that it supports, which is the workflow within the shop. So by having a system on the front counter and the tablets in the shop, our front counter team can share customer comments with the technicians, and the techs can send diagnostic information back up to the front counter team. Some of our stores have actually even gone to a paperless system because of this efficiency in the communication.
This also avoids technicians having to come out front to drop off things, information anyway, and service advisors not having to go back to relay information to the technicians?
Absolutely. It saves time. It saves steps. You know, we count how many steps it takes within our shops to make sure it's very efficient between the front and the back. And by saving time, we can put more customers through in a day. So it's really going a long ways to make our shops more efficient.
Beyond making the shop more efficient, I think a lot of technicians prefer not having to move unnecessarily. There's a lot of unnecessary movement in a shop, and I think a lot of technicians like to get in a groove and not be disturbed by having to cross the shop for this or that.
Yeah, I would completely agree with that. You know, when a technician can get into a flow where they're working on one vehicle, they like to have the parts coming as quickly as they can, having the right parts delivered to them so they don't have to wait for things, and that way their productivity and efficiency can go up. So very much so, they like to just keep themselves busy in the back, for sure.
When did you guys start considering this kind of technology?
We started exploring the digital vehicle reports back in 2018, and then that led us into a pilot, which we ran in a few of our Alberta stores back then. And the feedback from our associates and the customers in those pilot stores was very, very positive. So we basically took it to the next level, which was to roll it out across the country to all of our stores across Canada.
And was this a program that you developed yourself, or are you licensing an existing platform? I know there's a number of companies out there providing this service.
We looked at a number of companies out there. We also looked at the opportunity to develop it ourselves, and one product actually stood out amongst all the rest. So it's a third-party software called AutoServe One.
That's a Canadian product.
It is, yes. Yeah, that was one of the reasons we chose the product. We're a Canadian company, and as are they. We felt that the product was very, very easy to use for our associates, and the customers gave us great feedback that it was very easy for them to understand the inspections as well. We were able to customize the inspections very easily within our company for what we needed. And lastly, we were able to brand the inspections so that when customers get the reports, it feels familiar and it's really consistent with our brand.
I know a lot of shops are starting to use tablets more and more in the bays and at the front counter. Some of them find that there's a big learning curve. Others adapt to them quite naturally. What have you found? found?
You know, we've found very similar to what you've described. The learning curve is varied from store to store, with some picking up very, very easily and other ones needing just a little bit of support. But that said, the AutoServe One system has been very, very straightforward. It was one of the reasons we chose it. The front counter teams have picked that up very quickly, and the technicians have it as well. We found even that we didn't have to have a formalized training set up in our stores. We were able to just build out some quick reference cards, and we do have a welcome call to kind of get them oriented. But we do have a support system in place for stores that need it and for new hires to come on board, but it doesn't get used very often. I guess the one thing that really helped us is that our stores were already performing inspections on paper copy before implementing AutoServe One. So I think one of the biggest hurdles is having an inspection process in place at the store before you implement this technology. So
it's really just a changing of a medium rather than an entire process. They've been doing this all along.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a communication tool that allows us to talk to the customers. There is a little bit of a change management on the way we communicate front to back. But other than that, I think it's been pretty straightforward. And like I say, the tools are pretty intuitive.
Well, and a lot of people are so used to using phones and tablets now. It's not a big learning curve there.
Absolutely, yeah.
You said that your pilot program got great reviews. What's been the response from technicians and service advisors and shop managers now that you've rolled it out nationally?
Well, I guess the first thing to understand about Fountain Tires is we partner with all of our store managers and the stores across Canada. So it's really important that the people closest to the customers find the value in the tools that we roll out. We're in a situation where we have to have buy-in in the field in order for us to have a successful launch. We can't just push stuff down to our field because they are 50-50 owners in the field. Now, in talking with our store partners across Canada, they say that this technology is one of the most important innovations that the automotive repair industry has seen in recent years.
I would agree.
To be honest, in my 24 years in our company, I can't think of one program or technology we've rolled out to our store partners that they've been more excited about. You know, as we go out and talk to partners across Canada, there's just the stories come back, and it's just like, if you're not on it today, why are you not on it? Like, you have to embrace this technology. Even some of our least tech-savvy store partners have embraced it, and I think it's because it's easy to use, but more importantly, they see the value with their customers and how efficient they can communicate within the shop.
Hmm.
Because things are more efficient, we have more time to spend, whether it's on the phone or that customer comes into the store, we can spend that little bit more time and actually talk to the customer.
Have you had any response from customers yet?
The customer response has been overwhelmingly positive. They like the ability to see the actual pictures of their vehicle, and it's an education piece for them in a lot of ways. I also get lots of feedback that the inspections are easy to follow. And surprisingly, we didn't even know this was going to be a feature, but the option to text the shop back instead of having to call in to say, yeah, go ahead with that repair, they can very quickly in their device text back an authorization, and they don't have to spend the time dialing in and talking to somebody. So it's really quite a time saver for our customers as well. We do have regular surveys that we communicate with our customers, and they're also telling us directly to our corporate office that they're really appreciating the transparency that the digital vehicle reports bring.
It sounds like this is the kind of thing that shows consumers that auto repair is a high-tech trade these days. It's not the same old trade it was in the 1970s when technicians were covered in grease. Are you finding that it's helping the image of the industry as well?
Absolutely. You know, we do a lot of work with the Automotive Industry Association of Canada and really trying to change the feel of the industry. And really, vehicles have become a computer on wheels, if you think about it. And our technicians now are, I'd even say they're part mechanic and part computer tech. They have to know that side of things, and it's exciting where things are going.
Mm-hmm. Would you say to any shop owner who is reluctant to get into the digital age, hey, this is something that could really help your business? Is that you'd encourage people to jump on board this, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. You know, in talking with people who run very, very successful shops, this is an absolute must in their business today, both from a workflow and efficiency perspective, but also communicating with your customers.
Great. Well, thank you very much for coming on the program, Shad. I appreciate your telling us all about this.
Well, thanks for having us, and appreciate the time to spend talking with you, Alan.
I'm sure that we'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Alan.
Okay. Bye. Well, that's it for another episode of Auto Service World Conversations. I'd like to hear what you think of tablet technology. And if you have a related point of view that you'd like to share with the industry, let me know. You could be a guest on an upcoming podcast. Just drop me a note at alan@newcom.ca. You can subscribe to Auto Service World Conversations on Apple Podcasts or simply visit autoserviceworld.com every Monday morning to hear another conversation. As always, I want to thank SiriusXM Canada for sponsoring us and you for listening. I'm Alan Jansen. See you next time.